As we celebrate the feast day today, the great feast day of Pentecost, you know, this is a feast day that I think is a challenge for many people to really understand and internalize the significance of. Not because it's a difficult concept, but because it's so foreign to the experience of many people of what it means to be Catholic. You know, for so many Catholics, it just means that you go to Mass every Sunday, you say certain prayers, you try to be a nice person, and you follow certain rules, and you check those boxes, and hopefully you get to heaven at the end of your life. But that is not what Christianity is. That is not our faith. What Christianity is a transformation where God intervenes in a radical way, not just in human history, but in our lives, to give us supernatural life and to transform us so that what was lost in the fall when Adam and Eve sinned at the beginning of creation can be restored, and that we can once again be like God. You know, we lost the likeness to God in the fall, but through the grace of the Holy Spirit, we can be changed and we can be transformed and we can be made new. And so the Christian life is about a radical transformation that changes who we are at the depth of our souls. And so if we look at what happened on the original Pentecost in the upper room, there were about 120 people gathered. It was the Blessed Virgin Mary with the 12 apostles and the other people in the early church, you know, total of about 120 people. And the Holy Spirit came upon them in tongues of fire. And if we look at the transformation that happened with the apostles, before Pentecost, they were terrified, they were afraid of the Jewish leaders and of the Romans, and they were hiding behind locked doors. And after they received the Holy Spirit, they went out with courage, and they boldly preached in front of great crowds of people, and they were even arrested, they were thrown in prison, they were beaten, and suffered all sorts of persecution, but they remained absolutely strong in preaching. So that transformation from being filled with fear to being filled with courage was one of the effects of the Holy Spirit. That's one of the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit, is fortitude. And they were also able to know what to preach. You know, their minds were filled with the supernatural revelation so that they knew, they could see the connections between the Jewish scriptures and the coming of Christ, and they were able to preach in a way that was powerful and convincing and effective and moved people's souls. And they were also able to perceive reality in a different way. They were given the gift of wisdom so that they could recognize and see the hand of God at work in the early church. And they could see how even in the midst of persecution, that God was working through that to bring more people to the gospel and to strengthen the witness of the gospel. So it changed their entire perception of reality. And so what we see with the apostles is that their intellects and their wills were dramatically transformed because of the reception of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. And they were able to live as witnesses to Jesus Christ in a heroic and courageous way that wasn't possible before they received the Holy Spirit. The outpouring of the Holy Spirit applies not just to the 120 people who are in the upper room, but it's offered to every single member of the church. The Catechism of the Catholic Church says in paragraph 1302 that confirmation is the special outpouring of the Holy Spirit once granted to the apostles on the day of Pentecost. So the very same thing that happened at Pentecost with the tongues of fire descending upon the apostles happens, and those graces are offered to each one of us in the sacrament of confirmation. And so that transformation that happened with the apostles, which is very real, and we can see that transformation in thousands and thousands of faithful Christians throughout time. You know, the great saints who have lived, from every era, and even the great saints that are living today. You know, they are transformed in the grace of the Holy Spirit just like the apostles were. And those graces are offered to each and every one of us. So, now, oftentimes, those graces don't bear fruit because we block them. If we do not believe in the Holy Spirit and the transformation that can happen, if we think that just coming to church and checking the box is the totality of the Christian life, then we're actually blocking the work of the Holy Spirit. Or if we're living in a state of serious sin and we haven't been to confession, then that sin makes it impossible for us to receive those graces of the Holy Spirit. And so there's ways in which we can block the action of the Holy Spirit. Or if we're simply not open to the spiritual life and we don't dedicate any time to prayer, or if we don't have a meaningful prayer life, you know, those type of things can block the action of the Holy Spirit. But if we believe in the power of the Holy Spirit and we immerse ourselves in the spiritual life, that transformation can happen in each one of us. And for some of us, it might involve bold preaching. For others, it might manifest, the Holy Spirit might manifest himself in very different ways. You know, some people, it's in works of charity. You know, they pour themselves out in works of mercy for those who are poor or those who are imprisoned or for the elderly. You know, for other people, it might be teaching the faith. They might have a zeal to teach the faith that leads them to become a teacher or to teach CCD or in different ways to spread the faith. And so there's other people, it might lead them to a very deep life of prayer, where they spend hours and hours in the presence of the Eucharist interceding for the conversion of the world. You know, so the Holy Spirit can have different effects in different people. But the same Holy Spirit that was offered to the apostles is offered to each one of us. And we're blessed today with Maxwell. He's going to be baptized and he's going to receive the sacrament of confirmation. You know, those very gifts that we hear about on the day of Pentecost are going to be offered to him. And for all of us, if we haven't experienced that transformation, if there's something that's been blocking that doesn't mean that if we remove those obstacles, we can't receive those graces today. Because we can call upon the Holy Spirit to enliven those gifts that were offered to us in the sacrament of confirmation, and this very day to set us on fire and for those gifts to bear fruit within us. And so as we celebrate this wonderful feast day of Pentecost, I encourage us not to settle for a fake, generic version of Christianity, where we think that it's just about, you know, checking the boxes and coming to Mass and we're good, but to recognize the transformation that can happen through the Holy Spirit, that we can be made new, and that the deepest levels of our souls, we can be transformed and set on fire just like the apostles were. Do not be afraid to allow the Lord to transform you and to enter into a deep life of prayer, because it's only in doing that that you will become the person you were created to be from all eternity.